Quiet on set, rolling camera, rolling sound, and action. Welcome back. This is Two Girls, One Cop podcast. Wait, no.
Nope. Whoop. Or
oh, sorry.
Two Guys on Set.
Two Guys on Set podcast.
Yeah.
That was my other podcast.
That was the R-rated podcast.
That was the other one where we talk about stuff.
Red Solo Cup.
What's going on, Gary? Welcome back. Episode 3, man.
Yeah, episode 3.
Episode 3.
Yeah, so...
What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about what's going on.
Let's start with this Carl's Jr. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever heard this jingle or these commercials? These are freaking catchy, dude.
Catchy, definitely.
Yes.
But
cheesy as well.
Yeah, very cheesy.
Well, well, welcome, cheese boy. Run, boy, run to the pig of bacon. Sauce it up, cowboy. From the winds of the west, come behold the western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's. Pick up.
The Call of Carl's.
Call of Carl's.
Very catchy, but very cheesy.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. It's funny because there's like six different commercials, but they all, it's the same commercial just re-edited.
Yeah.
With different Matthew McConaughey voiceovers.
I'm surprised he agreed to that stuff. But then again, he did those Lincoln, Lincoln. He did a bunch of those, though.
Lincoln commercials?
Yeah, man. Matthew McConaughey. Pick up. It's the Call of Carl's.
Western bacon cheese.
Cheesy commercials for their cheesy burgers.
Cheesy burgers. And it's funny because Carl's Jr., at least to me, is not that good. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling people are going to start, they'll probably go there because of these commercials.
Yeah, well, that's super catchy.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
But I'm glad they're moving away from, well, not glad because I used to like those commercials, but they're moving away from their bikini chicks eating burgers at a car wash.
I don't even remember those.
Yeah. They used to do that a lot. They'd have a bikini girl eating a burger, big-ass burger, washing a car.
That's so funny.
And then everybody would get all mad about those commercials.
They're really trying to sell it there, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to sell it. I think Paris Hilton did a few of them.
Really?
It was either Paris Hilton or Jessica Simpson. Mm. Might have been Paris Hilton.
P. Hilton?
P-H.
PH.
The PH.
Hey, PH, you want to do these commercials?
Hey, you want to come over here?
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take this cheeseburger and you're going to eat it and you're going to like it. And then we're going to pay you lots of money.
Have you done those commercials where they have a spit bucket?
Spit bucket?
Yeah, where they have to eat the actual burger or they have to eat the product.
No.
Yeah, so I've done so many.
Chew it and then spit it back out?
Yeah, because this dude's going to, whoever, the actor's going to have to eat this or take a bite of it all day. Over and over and over, doing so many takes. Like, I've done, so many McDonald's and Domino's and all these different ones. But anyways, yeah, there's a spit bucket usually. So when they take a bite, they spit it out because you don't want to eat burgers all day and get all sick.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
They'll
just take a bite of it, spit it out. Next take, they'll get another.
And another one. Yeah. I did a pizza commercial. I don't want to say the brand, but... Yeah, this guy was like, I'm lactose intolerant, but hey, I'm an actor.
They're like, we got you soy cheese.
Yeah, so he was like, take a bite. He takes a bite, and then, that's great. And then he's cut, and then spits it out.
Yeah, and then he's like falling over in stomach pains.
Yeah, and taking a crap.
They're like, here, have some lactate to go with your pizza.
We made this pizza with lactose intolerant cheese.
Can I get my pizza with soy rizo?
Soy rizo. Is that from
That's the funniest.
Chipotle?
That was sofritas.
What the hell is that?
Soy rizo is like soy.
It's like chorizo?
Chorizo, yeah. Oh, it's the same thing. Sofritas is soy chorizo.
Oh.
It's like tofu stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not into the whole tofu.
I don't eat any of that stuff.
Yeah. When people order that sofrita stuff at Chipotle, I'm like, ugh, why would you do that?
Nasty, dude.
It just looks gross.
Yeah, it does look
sitting
gross.
In that pan in that like orange
under the
juice.
Under the heat light.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting hot off of that heat light. That's nasty.
Dude, so one time you got fired. What happened?
Oh yeah, episode 2 we mentioned that time I got fired. So here's the story. I don't want to name any names or products because I did sign an NDA.
Yeah, they get you with that.
Yep. That's another thing. We're probably violating a bunch of NDAs in this podcast. Yep. Those two guys on set, yeah, those podcast guys, yeah, those are blacklisted.
Yeah.
Watch, we're going to get blacklisted for all this shit.
And just sued.
And sued by all these production companies. They talk about all the secrets.
They're giving it away.
So I was on set, and this was one of my first jobs. Apparently, you weren't supposed to take photos of sets.
Yeah.
I probably started that whole movement.
You were the guy.
I was the guy that they made an example of, because not only was I the only one not doing it, or did I say that right? I was not the only one that was doing it. So the coordinator and other people were doing it. I just, you know, took a photo, and I very regretfully posted it on a social media site. And then I get all these follows from that company that we were working for.
Oh.
The advertising company. And I was like, oh, I'm getting all these followers. Cool. You know, I didn't think anything of it. I thought, hey, no harm, blah, blah, blah. So an hour later, I get called into the production office, and they're like, hey, Amy, did you take this photo? Yeah. All right, sit down. We're going to have to talk. Okay. Yeah, you're not supposed to put anything on social media. Okay, I didn't hear anybody saying about anything about that. Well, yeah, you're not supposed to do it. Take it down. I took it down, and that was that. So the PM was like, well, you weren't supposed to do it. You know, other people did it, but you were the one that got caught.
Oh.
I was like, really? So how do you know other people did it? Well, they wouldn't say. Anyways, I was made the example, and I was told to go home.
Oh.
And I went home.
And then, how far into the day was this?
This was before lunch.
Oh, that sucks.
So I showed up on set, and I was taking photos. I took a few photos of the set, and I was like, this is so cool. You know, I'm fresh to the film industry, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is so cool, man. Look at this fucking wall. You know, taking photos over here and shit, and look at this and that. And sure enough, I did a stupid thing. Something got cut. We're back. Anyways, yeah, I did a dumb thing, and then I got caught, and I got told to go home, and that was that. And I learned my lesson. Never again. I never take photos of sets anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I was working on a job one time where somebody also took pictures. Same thing. They're like, you're out of here.
Yeah?
And it sucked because we were down a person for the day, but, I mean, I don't know.
Didn't replace that person?
Huh?
Didn't get a replacement?
No, they didn't. Because it was already after lunch, so it was like, there was no time to get somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Like that short notice.
That's the call I hate, too. When they call.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, are you available? Like when? Like right now?
Yeah. No. I need you to be in Agora Hills in like 3 minutes.
No. Yeah. Can't do that. Usually it's a bad call because something happened or they fired somebody.
Yeah. And you're going into it totally blind.
Yeah. Or it's a shitty job where they need people to carry plywood across the field.
They're like, we just need one extra person.
Yeah, we need an extra body. Okay. Yeah. And you get there, they're like, we need to carry all these potato sacks like 20 miles that way.
Yeah. Oh, and it's all uphill.
Yeah. And it's 107 degrees out.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks.
Oh, and also we ran out of sunscreen, but it's going to be totally fine.
Yeah. And this is an eco set where we don't have water bottles. So make sure you hydrate before you leave.
Yeah. Oh, and just we have the little tiny plastic cups.
Exactly.
Just drink 47 of those.
We have those plastic cups that everybody throws away, but we can't have plastic bottles, which is makes no sense.
Yeah. Dude, remember that one time we were on... Well, I think we kind of talked about this on episode 2, but that one time we were working on that travel job. And we were... Where were we? In Santa Cruz, I think?
Are you talking about the Instagram guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That kid.
That is the greatest.
That kid was hilarious, dude. We were in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know where we're at, man. And we're at this, at our hotel, and they have a little shopping center like adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, we're hungry. Let's go eat. And this kid pops out of nowhere that apparently all the people that work there in that center know, right?
Oh, they all knew him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
they all knew him.
He was like giving people lollipops.
Yeah, they're like, here you go. I think he was a little mentally challenged, but, you know, he was funny, though. He was a really nice kid. Yeah. And he wanted us to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he like came up and said that he just came from some concert or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then he like started putting lollipops in front of every single person.
That's right, on people's laps.
Yeah. They're
like, here you go, yeah, here
like
you go.
Right on their knee.
And you're like, oh, thanks.
Lollipop on the knee, I don't know. We just met. I don't know. Yeah. This feels a little advanced.
It's cool. I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have an Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what is it? And he goes, oh, I have to type it in.
Yeah.
Right? And I gave him my phone, and he was like literally 2 inches away from the screen because I guess he was kind of blind or something.
Yeah, he was holding the phone literally right up to his eye.
Right up to his eye.
And it wasn't like both eyes. It was just like his right
eye. One eye, right?
It was like right there.
He was like right there. And he's like, what? Like he's typing, and he's trying to figure out like if he's typing correctly. Like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, let me get your Instagram account.
Let me get your Instagram. You got an Instagram? Instagram. He was asking everybody, you have an Instagram?
Yeah, I didn't know Instagram had to add an I am and a P. Instagram. Hey, what's your Instagram account?
Instagram.
Hey.
We always talk about this job because it's funny.
It's the one job that never.
Best job ever.
Best job ever.
Best job ever.
You know it.
You want to talk about stuff that. How'd you break into the industry?
Well,
how'd you get in? Who'd you know?
Who'd you know?
Whose D did you have to S?
Oh. Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Psych. No, I did the whole film school thing.
Mm, so did I.
Yeah, it's such a waste of money.
Mm-hmm, and time.
Yeah, and like, I mean, you learn a lot because you learn the basics.
You learn history, at least.
Yeah.
But they never teach you about necessity stuff like per diems and PC envelopes and time cards and, you know, all that essential stuff.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because when I went to film school, HD wasn't even, it was just barely coming out.
Did you edit on film?
No, I never shot on film or anything.
Really? I had to shoot on 16 mil.
Oh, see, that's cool. I wish.
And
I
we would've... had to splice everything. On a moviola with a knife.
Oh. Yeah, I wish I worked on some of that stuff.
I felt like slavery because we got these huge machines and these reel-to-reel and you're like slicing and dicing and doing all this weird shit. And I was like, dude, really? This is how they make movies?
Like, this doesn't seem fun.
Where's the computer at?
Gotta tape this together?
Yeah, I learned the hard way, which is cool because I learned to appreciate the whole film, the art.
How it's actually
actual
made.
Film. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to go to Kodak and buy our film, which was
expensive, right?
Especially for 16 mil, And then we had to get that developed. And for our senior project, we cheated because we had that transferred to digital, and we edited on a Mac.
Oh, Final Cut.
I don't know if I think we were supposed to edit on the actual reel-to-reel machine, but we didn't. We Final Cut that thing just to save time because we're like, fuck it.
Yeah. I wish like. The thing is, I don't want to say what school was. Well, I can. It's the Art Institute. Mm. But they totally lied. When I was like signing up to go in there, they were like, yeah, you know, you're going to be... It's a filmmaking course. You're going to learn everything, blah, blah, blah. I get there, and it turns out it's more like broadcast type...
Like TV broadcast?
Yeah, like TV production broadcast. I mean, we still took like screenwriting courses and lighting courses and... Whatever, but we mostly shot on like ENG cameras, not like cinema cameras or anything like that. But also at that time, the digital cinema cameras weren't really a thing yet.
Yeah.
They were just barely
late
coming
90s?
Out. 2005. Mm. I graduated in 2006. HD was just like, the digital cinema cameras were just becoming a thing around like, I think it was like 2007 maybe.
Yeah.
So it was like just after I got out of film school. And but like they set the whole thing up like, oh, it's gonna be straight filmmaking, blah 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 blah. Right. But, I mean, it turns out it wasn't so much that.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I learned the fundamentals of lighting and screenwriting and, you know, audio and whatever, but it wasn't like, if you were to go to, like, New York Film Academy or one of those where it's only about filmmaking.
Right. Well, so, I went to Cal State Northridge, and
oh,
it was good. They I didn't go through the whole digital stuff that, you know, Disney awarded them like a bunch of money, dude.
Really?
And they started building all these buildings right when I was leaving, of course. And they built this state-of-the-art Avid digital center, you know, for editing and audio and all that stuff. And I was like, really? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah. Once you leave.
But I heard it got a lot harder to get into their film program.
Oh.
So now I'm grateful that I have a BA in film, even though
yeah,
and that's I never use it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, nobody ever asks you what your degree is in the film industry.
Right.
Because nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and nobody really has a degree anyways, I think.
Right. Yeah, and like, it's just, I mean, it's cool to go. I basically wanted to go to actually get the degree.
Yeah.
And, you know, say I have a college degree, but, you know, nobody cares about it.
Nobody cares, man. So
it's like pointless.
Yeah.
6 years
of, what is it, 7 years of my life.
Oh, 7 years?
I took the extended course.
The detour.
Yeah. Just, well, basically because I had to finance it myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was working full-time, 40 hours a week, and I had to go to school and pay for it.
So
I was like, I'm going to take minimal workload.
Did you do student loans?
In the beginning, I did student loans, but then I was like, I'd rather just pay for it.
Yeah.
Because I know later on it was going to haunt me, which, it, you know, I did have a little bit to pay, but I paid that off way a long time ago.
Yeah, I had student loans. It took me 11 years.
Jesus.
Finally paid it off.
You can't get rid of them either, man.
Yeah. No. That's the one thing that'll never go away.
Never go away.
Like, if you die, it goes to your kids.
Because it's government.
Yeah.
Yep. Even if you declare bankruptcy or, like you said, you die, you got to pay that off, man.
Yeah.
You owe us money.
Yep.
So, film school was good. I learned a lot of things, but it was more of the history of film and where everything came about and stuff like that. But as far as real world stuff, no.
Yeah. I did have one class that I liked. It was communicating through film and theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically just watched movies and then just like analyzed them after.
Yeah.
That was cool because I saw a lot of movies I never saw before. Yeah. And now they're like some of my favorite films.
Right. Yeah, I had a class like that too. Did you see, what's that one with the peeps that are living in the ice? I don't forget. Anyways, it's a very famous film. Something about Nanu or something. I don't know. Oh. It's a film about, it's kind of like documentary style where they follow a family that lives in the South Pole, North Pole.
Oh.
And they live in just ice, on top of ice. And they live in an igloo. And they eat fish, and it's pretty interesting.
Huh, I don't know.
And then we saw a bunch of Buster Keaton and a bunch of Charlie Chaplin and all those movies, you know?
Yeah.
That were pretty awesome.
Huh. I saw...
Can you shut off your mic?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool.
It should be all right.
You're messing with your shit over there, dude.
Yeah.
I think you had it on rap battle freestyle mode, that's why.
Yeah. B-Rabbit.
Check.
Check.
One,
chickity,
two.
Check. Microphone. Dude, yeah, so...
Did you have to work for free to get it, you know, when you first started?
Yeah, so when I first moved to L.A., the first job I did, I worked on a low-budget horror movie. Yeah.
From Skinamax?
Skinamax
movie?
Yeah, it was... It was, it's actually on Netflix right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have credits?
Yeah.
Credits?
Credits. That's all I got from this movie. I worked on it we shot for 2 weeks, one location.
Right.
I got paid $0.
Mm-hmm.
And I did most of the jobs on set. I was art department. I was AC. I was gripping. I was PAing.
So it was really low budget.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And the worst part about it was that, like, I was the only one that didn't get paid. Well, me and my friend Jordan, he came a few days. And at the end of the, like, the last day, the producer's, like, handing out envelopes of checks to everybody.
Oh, no.
And she just gets to us, and she's like, nope.
Sorry. So, thanks for coming. Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for putting in your hard labor for 2 weeks for nothing.
Now, get out of here.
Yeah. Hey.
Scram.
We'll give you credit, maybe. Think about it. We'll think about it.
I did a cheesy movie. It was, like, one of those, man. It was one of those, like, Navy SEAL type. Chuck Norris type cheesy Cinemax D rated movie. I forgot the name already. It was one of those, you know, like they shoot him up and whatever. But I did one of those one day. I day played on it and I got credit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I remember that. Same deal. Low budget, do everything on set, electric. I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of all.
Yeah, I did. The second thing I worked on in LA was this other movie that's also on, actually it's on Amazon, I think. That's me and my friend Luke were on there. So he was the key PA and I was just the regular set PA.
First of all, I hate when they say key PA.
Yeah.
and the PAs hate that shit too.
Anyways, yeah, because they have to feel like they're in charge now.
Exactly. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
I am the boss now.
I am the boss of the PA now. He was making $75 a day.
I say, you know what I say to that?
Bruh. Bruh. Yeah, this guy was making $75 a day.
What?
And I was making $50 a day. Mm-hmm. And we would work like 18-hour days and have no turnaround. Damn. We would wrap at like 1 o'clock in the morning and they would be like, all right, guys, see ya. Call time 6 a.m. Be like, oh, what? God. That's 5 hours from now and we haven't even left yet.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and so one day we were like doing the math. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, I just made $2.13 an hour.
That's less than Mickey D's.
Yeah, that's insane. Horrible, man. Yeah.
I'm surprised that there's been no labor laws.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They were even paying us with like personal bank checks.
Oh, that's how they work around it.
It wasn't through payroll.
It's like you're doing a job. You're doing a small. You know.
Yeah, like
hours don't relate.
Right. Like that's not 1099 or whatever.
They're not paying into anything.
Uh huh. No
retirement. No OT.
Yeah, nothing.
No medical.
Uh-huh.
What happens if you get hurt? Oh well.
They give you a Band-Aid.
Hey.
Actually, and that's funny that you mentioned that. I one time replaced almost five years I've been in LA, I've only worked on one film shoot. And I replaced my friend for one day on this job. We were shooting at Griffith Park. They set up like this huge like carnival type scene. Anyway, the first shot of the day is the two lead actors on horses. During the rehearsal, the horses decide,
fuck this job.
This isn't for me.
Yeah.
Throw the actors off of them. Actors must have flew like...
The real actors?
Yeah, the real actors.
Holy crap.
No stand-ins, nothing. Yikes. The real actors probably flew about 10 feet. Landed on the ground. They were all bruised up, bleeding.
They got it on film.
They didn't even shoot the rehearsal.
No?
Yeah.
Man.
Were
they famous actors?
No. I don't even remember their names.
Cinemax actors?
Yeah. Skinemax.
Skinemax.
So they fall on the ground. They're all injured, whatever. Everyone starts freaking out, calling on the walkie. Hey, set medic. We need the set medic. And the producer just comes on the walkie and goes, oh, guys, we don't have a set medic.
Oh, no.
How do you not have a set medic when you have your two...
Especially horses.
Yeah. The two lead actors on horses.
That's just being cheap.
Yeah, but it's not... It's like more so being stupid.
Yeah.
Because if they get hurt, your whole day is done.
Yeah.
Done.
You can't do anything else.
Yeah. So everyone starts like freaking out. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They go to Crafty and get like a plastic bag and start taking ice out of the cooler.
Oh,
and they're
God.
Like putting the ice on their legs and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think they had like a box of Band-Aids. I'm like, this is ridiculous. If I was these two actors, I would just leave. Like, who knows? These guys could have had concussions or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's super.
Wow, dude.
Super unsafe.
That is nuts, man.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for peeps that are trying to break into the industry? What do you recommend they do? Like, pay attention and learn.
Yeah, I mean,
especially if they're doing free jobs, you know, they're gonna have to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
they're gonna be the green PA first of all.
Yeah, unless you're super lucky and you know somebody that you can like get on a set.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to work for free in the beginning.
Yeah,
because you gotta get in there to make your contacts.
Right.
So like most people go on Craigslist to find, you know, whatever jobs. Or staff me. Well, if you go on staff me up, you can actually get like paid work.
Hmm.
But at the same time, on staff me up, they mostly want people with experience.
Yeah.
But if you go on Craigslist, you can get on like student films or whatever.
Right.
And then once you're on set, you just gotta like pay attention, you know, so you don't, you know, you'll actually learn things. So the next job you work, you can at least seem that much smarter.
I think the best thing to learn is learn the departments.
Yeah.
And what they what, do.
Well, yeah, exactly what each department does.
There's art department, grip department, electrical.
Mm-hmm.
There's a department for everything, and they do their job and others. And they don't do another person's or another department's job.
Right. Well, that's on, rule, on right? Union, yeah.
Union, especially yeah. Union, yeah. Like a grip can't touch props, you know. Like
right.
It's a violation of union rules and all that stuff.
Which is funny because when you're on non-union jobs, it's like every man for himself.
You grab the C-stand and put up the flag. I'm like, huh? Yeah. What? Okay. What?
They got an American flag we got to put up?
We got flags up here? What kind of flag?
Is this an international set?
Yeah. I mean, learn that stuff. Learn paperwork is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a shocker because they give you a packet of paperwork and you're like,
huh? Start paperwork, yeah.
You start paperwork.
It's funny because you really will never forget your driver's license number, social security number, address, none of that.
You'll learn it because you have to do every job you do.
Yeah.
You're learning, or not learning, but you're filling out this paperwork, all your info.
Yeah. It's nice when the start paperwork's only like a few pages.
Yeah.
I've worked on some jobs where it's like a textbook.
Or when it's a 1099 job, it's just one page.
Yeah, the W-9, like,
fill out your address so we can send you a check. Yeah. Cool.
Whereas like when you work on like big studio jobs, it's like you gotta sign like 47 NDAs.
Sign the wage theft.
Yeah. Line. Sign your life away.
Sign your life away.
This page donates your kidneys for you.
Exactly. This page says your two firstborns are ours.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Also, I think people should learn walkie lingo.
That's a huge thing.
Because you don't want to sound like a First of all, if you'll sound like a newbie just by the way you talk on a walkie, so learn it quick, otherwise people make fun of you.
Yeah. Like we were talking about in episode...
I think it was the last one, right?
Yeah, I think it was episode 2. About when somebody's like, 10-2. 10-2. Where they thought that was copy.
You're taking a dump? Yeah. I'm 10... No.
Wait, what?
What?
What? I love it when they go, Roger. Roger that.
Roger that.
Yeah, but walkie lingo is very important. For example, I heard this yesterday at work. This is my favorite. Hey, can you go to line 2?
Line
2. Yeah, I love when they say line 2.
Transferring.
Yeah. It's like back in the 1920s when they got to take the little cable out and operate. Go to line 2, please.
Hold the line.
Hold the line. I am patching in Vladimir now.
I'm patching in now.
Patching in.
Yeah, I think walkie is very important. And using headsets and learning the channels too, because every department has their own channel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which little known trick, it goes by the union.
Yep. So the grips are 8. What is it?
800.
Local 800, so they're on channel 8. Electrics are on 7 because they're
728.
That's right.
Art department.
Art 4.
400.
400.
Transpo, channel 3, 399.
Yep. Cameras on 6.
600,
600. And so on.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. You can tell when you're like super green based on how you talk on the walkie.
Talking around. Gary, can you meet me at the place where they give out snacks?
That's so funny. I worked on a job recently where somebody, they must have been, actually it was an actor too. They were like, oh, where's the concession stand? I'm like, what is this, Dodger Stadium?
What is this, the AMC Theater?
Yeah. Oh, popcorn's going to be down on your right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. The concession stand.
That's funny. How long are we in?
We're doing pretty good. We're at 29 minutes.
Damn, son!
Damn!
Episode 3, bro. What else do you want to talk about? What else should people... I mean, I believe if you're going to be in the film industry, I don't think you really need to be going to film school.
Yeah. You can just learn everything on set.
It's great to learn stuff, but you can do that on your own now. And I went to film school. I don't think I applied much of it to the real world.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, the only thing is, I feel like it just gave me a little bit of a heads up on certain things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, technical terms.
Technical terms. But otherwise. What to expect, you know. But a lot of it's, especially your first day on set, a lot of it's a shock because you're like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
And the thing I want to talk about, maybe you'll bring this up on episode 4, is the things that people on set call certain things. Because, you know, they'll use a set term.
And that's, it's one thing you got to learn right away.
Because you're like, what? And they're like, bring me this. And you're like, what is that? And then you feel like a dummy because you don't know what it is. So.
And then they start to play tricks with you, too.
Oh, yeah. You'll find me the dolly keys.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that on episode 4.
One other thing is, like, people, they always try and figure out how to stay busy. And literally, you just have to text people and tell them you're available.
Yeah, you got
to
be like in their face.
Well, yeah, because otherwise texting, they're going to totally forget about you.
Yeah, they will. You got text, email, if you can. If you have them on Facebook, just send them a whatever. Because you got to remind people that you're around and you need work. Otherwise, they'll be like, he's busy.
Yeah. Like, well, I haven't heard from him, so he's got to be working.
I'm sure he's busy somewhere. No, you got to stay on it. Tell people you're available. Give them your schedule. You know, just keep calling people.
Yeah.
And then more and more, you'll learn that they also work with other people. Like certain PMs will work with other coordinators, and then they can hire you as well.
Yeah.
You just build a network, and then from there on, branch off to many, many jobs.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
That's how the film industry works. Stay busy.
Yeah, because you're self-employed, so you got to like be telling people they need to work.
You're scheduling your life, and be very, I want to say frugal with your money, because you never know when your next job is going to come or it can get canceled.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be coming into this industry, learn how to save money, because especially me with 2 kids, it gets scary, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had 2 weeks off, and it's just scary because you're like, when is my next job? I know when my next job is, thankfully.
Yeah.
But when you don't know, you're like, shit, I need to be on fucking ramen noodles for the whole week because I don't have, you know. Yeah, learn to save, man, because it can get scary not knowing when your next job or next paycheck is going to come.
Yep, so true. We do have our first Twitter question.
Damn, son, already? How many followers we have? I think we have over 100
like
100 now.
Yeah, like 105.
Two guys on set on Twitter. Also, we just started an Instagram.
Instagram. Yep.
Same thing. Two guys on set. Spell it out. T-W-O.
Yeah.
Two guys on set.
So our first Twitter question is from @fromthebottom504.
Hey.
From the bottom.
Because you started from the bottom.
Now you're here. So his question is there a limit on how many takes you can have on a show?
There is no limit.
There's no limit. The director will do as many takes as he needs to get what he needs.
What he feels is right.
Yeah. I've worked on commercials where I think we kind of talked about this in one of the other episodes, where like it's just a shot of somebody running down the beach, but they'll get like 20 shots, 20 takes of it.
Yeah.
Because maybe they want them to run this way, or maybe they wanted to run with the sun in a different position or whatever it is.
Yep. I've done many commercials where it's like, you know, we were talking about the whole take a bite of the burger and, you know, it's, take 47. Still haven't gotten it, you know, because you got to get that bite right.
Yeah, there's you want to make sure.
Especially on commercials, you got people like the client and the agency that also have a say in what they want it to look like. So until they get it right, that's when they finish.
Yep. They'll go as long as they have to.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny when you're ACing because every time you sleep, actually not so much the take, but if they change the angle or whatever, then you go up a letter on the slate. And at some point you get to like L and M, and it's like, oh man, I'm running out of things here.
running out of things to say.
Hey.
Hey.
So real quick before we end this.
Yeah.
I recently saw the Melissa McCarthy movie, Life of the Party.
Is that a comedy?
Dude, yes. And it is hilarious.
Really?
She was on
on Netflix?
No. It's in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she was on the WTF podcast with Marc Maron.
Oh, yeah.
And I listened to that interview 2 days before I saw the movie.
Right.
And she kind of talked about how her and her husband wrote it together.
Yeah.
And
is her husband in it? Because he usually is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Really? He's like a taxi driver. Okay. Or, I'm sorry, Uber driver. Uber driver. It's funny because they said they did like six drafts of it before they got it perfect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dude, it's hilarious. Have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
So it's basically like, not without giving anything away.
Is she playing the same old chunky lady that's in distress?
Yes.
Is she a cop?
No.
She's not a cop on this one?
Although she is in a few. She goes back to college.
Okay.
And ironically,
I think I did see this trailer.
It's the same college where her daughter goes.
Oh.
And this is all in the trailer, so it's not giving anything away. But like, it's just hilarious how she becomes like a frat girl. And she's like partying with her daughter. It's so
Who's her daughter?
Funny. Huh? Who plays her
who
daughter?
Who plays her daughter?
I forget.
Anna Ferris?
No. I love how you did that with a Russian accent. It is me, Anna Ferris.
Anna Ferris. I gotta check that out, man. I gotta check that out.
It is hilarious.
Hilarious?
Hilarious. I don't know. Just the writing on it was great.
What did I see lately or recently? I just saw Black Panther.
Oh, that's right.
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Okay, first of all, real quick, Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Really?
It gets it's a little cheesy for me, dude. It's a little Power Ranger-ish to me.
Mm.
But, yeah, Black Panther was not my favorite Marvel movie, if I were to score Marvel movies. But that movie did very well.
Yeah, did really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I felt like...
Yeah?
I felt like there was no boring moments.
I felt like they tried to... Well, of course, it's Marvel, and they have to play it safe with the, you know... Keep it PG. What is it? PG-13? It has to be.
I think so, yeah. Because they want to appeal to
They
like,
can go Deadpool everybody. Style. Yeah, because they got to appeal to the kids. But yeah, like fight scenes are... Especially the fight scenes got a little cheesy for me. Some of the CGI work is not that great on that movie, man. Like the spaceship flying around. Like, it's not... Like, what is this? But it was all right. I mean, I'm not going to... I'm not going to rag on it. It's okay for what it is, but...
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not a Marvel dude, so.
Okay. Do you prefer DC?
I prefer like Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Stuff like
the
that.
The darker stuff.
Christopher Nolan stuff.
Yeah.
Darker stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
OG Batman.
Yeah, I guess there is a big difference, whereas like Marvel doesn't really try and go that dark.
Yeah, I'm darker. I'm more Deadpool, that kind of stuff. Like even the older Hulk movies.
Oh, yeah.
With
Lou Ferrigno?
No, he wasn't in the movie, dude. He was in the TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Lou Ferrigno?
That's so
no,
true.
The one with the dude that did American History X.
Oh, Ed Norton.
Ed Norton. I like those.
Yeah.
Even the one before that with the other guy. Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. He did all right.
Yeah.
I like those. I like the older Spider-Man movies. But these new ones with the Marvel and the, I don't know, it gets a little cheesy for me.
Yeah. Do you like Iron Man or?
The OG ones I did. Yeah. The first one and the second one was okay, but then they started getting a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new Infinity.
Infinity War was amazing.
Did you like it? You saw it?
Yeah.
I want to see it just to.
It was 2.5 hours, but it did not feel like it at all.
Really?
Yeah, it was like. The whole time, it was like nonstop action
that did
from
pretty
the
good,
first
didn't it?
Minute.
In the box office as well, right?
Yeah.
So I got to check that out, too.
Yeah, I'll
check
it out. Made a ton of money.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think we're going to wrap this one up.
Sweet.
Episode 3.
Two Girls, One Cup.
You're listening to a message by Two Girls, One Cup.
I mean, two guys on set podcast. Hey, you're drinking Sensitive Soda today. What brand is it today?
Oh, today we're working with a little Spindrift.
Spindrift sparkling water.
We're,
if anybody that owns Sensitive Soda want to sponsor an episode or our podcast,
feel free.
Feel free. Send us a line.
Because we're big into the Sensitive Soda these days. We're big into Sensitive
Soda, man.
LaCroix, Spindrift, Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Kroger.
Kroger.
If it's sensitive soda, it's for us.
And if it's bubbly and sensitive,
yeah.
Totally for us.
No high fructose corn syrup here.
Mm-mm.
At least, not that we know of.
Not but, now. Not ever.
not my sensitive soda, not my problem. That's what I say.
All right, guys. All right. We're going to wrap up this episode. Yeah. Yeah, you want to plug anything else?
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Two Guys On Set. And Instagram now.
Now Instagram. We might do a live
stream
in the future.
Yeah.
Send us some more questions.
Yeah, send us questions on Twitter and we'll answer them.
We'll answer them. Anything about sets and film industry related things.
You can check out my YouTube channel. Sticky Floor.
Sticky Floor.
S-H-T-I-C-K-Y. Sticky.
And you can check out my photography page at Jaime.G.Photography.
Yep. Sweet. All right.
All right. Cool, man. Cool. See you next week.
See you next week.
Peace.